What then is the deeper meaning behind situations where we find that we are impatient with what is happening, whatever the situation might be? There's a good chance that underneath this impatience is a thought form. That thought form is, there's not enough time. There's not enough time in the day for me to be able to do what it is that I need to do and that I want to do. I call your attention to the reality that is simply your own thought form. There's plenty enough time to do whatever it is that we set our intention to do. Yet if we think that there is not enough time, if that's the thought form that we hold, then of course, guess what? There won't be enough time to do what it is that we would like to do and we want to do during any specific day. There's another issue associated with being impatient. If you're impatient with a particular task or many tasks during the day, it's often the case that we think to ourselves, I'm ready to be done with this because I have something much more fun and much more interesting that I want to do right now. I don't want to run out of time so that I can't enjoy the next task. For example, let's say that you're washing the dishes after dinner and you find yourself rushing through because there's a video that you're craving to watch. You've been thinking about this all day long. You want to get the dishes finished quickly because you want to be sure you have enough time to watch that video. The thought is, washing dishes really isn't very much fun. In other words, you're not present to the activity of washing dishes. The reality is, everything we do can be a fascinating experience. Even if we have done a task 1,150 times, each of those opportunities is an occasion to have a new experience. If it's about washing the dishes, feeling the water over our hands, feeling the texture of the soap, watching the dishes as the soiling clears away, placing the dishes wherever we place them to dry in certain positions as they make a mosaic in themselves, listening to the sounds that surround us as we wash the dishes, smelling the smells, feeling the texture of being present in the moment as we feel our clothes nestle against our skin, enjoying each and every moment of that experience means that each time we do it, it winds up being something new. There are no experiences that are boring in themselves. We only make them so with our attitudes and with our thoughts. If we are rushing to get through with an activity because we want to go to another activity, we're living in the future. We are projecting out on something that is about to happen. You know as well as I know that when you get to the next activity, oftentimes it does not meet our wonderful expectations of how interesting, how pleasurable, and how engaging it will be to do that next activity. If we actually reflect back on that previous activity that we had declared to be routine and boring, something we have to do because we have to do it, chances are we might actually recognize that doing that previous activity was actually interesting. We just didn't spend enough time on it. It is easy to be impatient when chronic symptoms present themselves. Impatient that they vanish. Impatient that those symptoms resolve quickly. when we're in the moment, all of that rattle trap in our minds all of a sudden vanishes. We occupy our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings to what it is that we are experiencing now. As you have observed the extent to which you are impatient, do you find you are impatient frequently? And what was your answer to the question, now when I get through with this, what next? How many times did you find yourself asking the question, what next? You know, and I know, that the ultimate final answer to that question is death. Are you really rushing then as fast as you can to that end state of death? Is that what this is all about? Slow down! Be present in the moment. I can assure you that as you monitor the degree to which you find you are impatient, you will be able to more mindfully be present to each and every moment. Stress will be reduced. And of course, when stress is reduced, symptoms will dissolve like a snowball in the summertime. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.